Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, April 18th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Google says it fired 28 employees who protested against the company's cloud deal with the Israeli government. In a company-wide email, Vice President for Global Security Chris Rackow said Google dismissed the employees after an investigation found they were involved in the protests at the company's offices in New York and Sunnyvale, California. He wrote that the protests were, quote, unacceptable, extremely disruptive, and made coworkers feel threatened. No Tech for Apartheid, the group that organized the protests, said in a statement that it attributed to Google workers involved in the campaign that, quote, Google values its $1.2 billion contract with the genocidal Israeli government and military more than its own workers. Israel has denounced claims that it is committing genocide against Palestinians. Meta has released its latest publicly available artificial intelligence model called Llama 3. The company's new AI tool will be featured more prominently on its apps and will be integrated into search functions on its platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. The company said the smallest version of Llama 3 is as powerful as the largest version of its predecessor. For more on Llama 3, be sure to tune into tomorrow's tech news briefing. And Netflix added 9.33 million new subscribers in the first quarter as its efforts to limit password sharing continue to bear fruit. Netflix ended the first quarter with 269.6 million paying customers globally and said it now has an audience of more than half a billion people. The company reported revenue of $9.37 billion, up almost 15% from $8.16 billion a year earlier and ahead of its own projections for the period. Net profit rose nearly 80% to $2.33 billion in the quarter, beating the company's forecast of nearly $2 billion. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.